Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I know that you made me, but this world has saved me a whole lot of trouble. Now I need you to save me from me, because it's me, my own worst enemy. Can't find the strength in me, but through you I can't do anything. Believe in me, yes, you don't always do what I'm supposed to do. To me, this life is new, but I just want to get close to you. Judas was close to the son of perdition. I want to be in his position, but when I find myself standing, beginning to understand those nails in your hands and feet were driven into the cross and saved this land. And I'm the man with the hammer that swung. My sins got me stunned, it's why you did what you done. See the fear, pierce your side, tears are fall from my eyes. I'm the reason you were crucified. I finally seen you die for me. You sacrificed the life that you were living, and with your last breath you have said I'll be forgiven. God has set this prayer from the torn and tattered soul. What's in my heart, you know, a love that won't ever let go. So why do I get it twisted every now and then? Slip and fall and think I'm booked to not do it again. Oh God, accept this prayer, cause I can't live this life alone. Not strong enough on my own, and I wanna make it home. Let this rhyme be my phone, hear my prayer up in this place. Oh God, accept this prayer, because I need your grace. And I'm gonna seek your face for the rest of my days. And when this body raises, eternal praise to my Lord, the King, Creator of everything. No heart has perceived, and no, I have seen the glory prepared for those who love the Lord. I might fall short for sure, but I got a key to the door that only opens for those who are seeking to live a holy life. Jesus Christ be my beacon. I travel through the night, let his light guide me. Walking through the darkness, man, I know he gonna find me. When I'm blind, help me see the consequence of every action. When I hold this in my seat, give me these words that I'm rapping. Guess what I'm really asking for? With strength to fight, not by my force or might, but only through Jesus Christ. Stand against doubt and strife, adversary of our faith. Not with a gun or knife, but on my knees as I pray. God has set this prayer from the torn and tattered soul. What's in my heart, you know, a love that won't ever let go. So why do I get it twisted every now and then? Slip and fall and think I'm booked to not do it again. Lord, God has set this prayer, cause I can't live this life alone. Not strong enough on my own, and I wanna make it home. Let this rhyme be my phone, hear my prayer up in this place. Lord, God, accept this prayer, because I need your grace. Going to confession, God, I thank you for this blessing. When these sins got me stressing, in the sacrament I'm resting, pressing for the prize at the end of the race. On my own, fall on my face, Jesus Christ grant me your grace, so that I can keep pace one step at a time. Don't know what'll happen next, Jesus stay by my side. Left to my own device, my flesh go to slipping. Then I start tripping, I see your blood dripping, because I'm sinning. But God, I know the truth, you gave your life for me, I should live mine for you. But that's so hard to do, make my body a living sacrifice for you. Look, all my life is given. Please grant me the wisdom to always do your will. Let your Holy Spirit fill this man and keep me until you return again. My God, I'm gonna keep praying. Help me with these words I'm saying and this message I'm relaying. God accept this prayer from the torn and tattered soul. What's in my heart, you know, a love that won't ever let go. So why do I get it twisted every now and then? Slipping, falling, sick of books and not do it again. Lord, God accept this prayer, cause I can't live this life alone. Not strong enough on my own, and I wanna make it home. Let this rhyme be my phone, hear my prayer up in this place. Lord, God accept this prayer, because I need your grace.
Hey everybody, welcome. This is Terry coming back at you with another episode. Actually, first coming back from a little bit of a hiatus, if you will, with taking it to the streets. I have a show today that I wanted to do. Kind of touching base with some of the people that are actually on the streets and attend mass at St. Patrick Cathedral in New York. She's on the subway now and in a tunnel, so she will be calling as soon as she is out of the tunnel. And I wanted to kind of hear from the streets what they've heard and what they've seen with their own eyes concerning some of the abhorrent activities that we have recently heard about in the news. Before I go any further, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to start this with a brief prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within your wounds, hide me. Permit me not to be separated from thee. From the wicked foe, defend me. At the hour of my death, call me and bid me come unto thee, that with your saints I may praise thee forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So like I said, I've got Sister Margaret will be calling in here shortly and giving us the rundown of what happened from her view of somebody that's on the actual streets. And we'll just kind of get into it then. For right now, I just wanted to give y'all a brief update. Let's see here. In the past, on my YouTube channel, Break the Cycle, Beat the Odds, I've done a few videos where I discussed Brother Albert England. He's been incarcerated, I believe, about 33 years now, and he's been studying the Catholic Church, and he's very interested in joining the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. He recently saw parole and was granted what they call in Texas an FI-1. That means he'll be processed out within 4 to 6 weeks. He has been accepted by the Colby House, which all of those who are listening in as regulars of Taking It to the Streets are familiar with. And I suspect he will be attending RCIA and being baptized shortly after completing his journey. I want to thank everyone who's been praying for this brother's soul and ask that you continue to do so. His reintegration into society, it will be very, very, very difficult. Like I said, he's been gone for 33 years. When one is inside those prison walls, the world keeps turning outside, but time sort of stops for the incarcerated. I think Albert went to prison when he was like 17 or 18. This world is not the same place that it was when he left 33 years ago. So please continue to pray for him. I want to especially say a thank you to Mr. Williams from San Antonio. I met this brother through Facebook. He was always posting, you know, deep truths about the Catholic Church, and I asked him to help me mentor Albert, and he's been corresponding with him and teaching him for a good while now. I plan on having Albert on the radio show soon after he gets out, kind of give his testimony and how he was able to, or how Jesus was broke through the barrier of darkness and allowed the grace of his own light to shine upon Albert. And if Mr. Williams agrees, I'd like to have him on too. In fact, he said that he would like to come on shortly in the future. This is what Christianity is. When we care for those who are hungry, when we clothe those who are naked, when we visit the sick and those in prison. Jesus said, whatever you did to the least of these, that have you done unto Christ himself. So a big thank you to Mr. Williams for living out the gospel. And a big shout out to the Kobe House. You can check them out by going to KobeHouseTX.com. That's KobeHouseTX.com. They have 4 properties now and are doing a tremendous job in helping Catholics live holy lives once they are released from prison. They have a 0% recidivism rate, absolutely unheard of. Oftentimes we fail to think about it. The guys that go through this program become upstanding citizens, giving back to society in a big way. Often they go down to Houston and feed and clothe the homeless. We fail to see the good that the Brothers of St. Dismas is doing. But allow me to put it in perspective. After doing 10, 20, or 30 plus years incarcerated, especially those who went in as very young men with no marketable skill, when you get out with no assistance, the only family you have is broken, and street crap is all you know. You're easy game for Satan. That is why recidivism is like 75% on average. Think for just one moment what that means. That means for every 100 men let out of prison, 75 of them become a cancer, eating away at society, a danger to society. Drug abuse, violent crimes, drug dealing, all that goes along with a soul that has lost their way. Those that go through the Catholic Reintegration into Society program, or CRISP, embrace their Catholic faith. They basically live as working monks, working all the time, praying together, going to church together, studying the Bible and Catholic teaching together. Get up and go back to work the next day and begin the process all over again. They become the men that see an elderly man struggling to mow the lawn, and they step out and do it for him. They feed the homeless. They bring trailers full of clothes to the homeless. They become men that you can count on. They go back into the prisons and destroy the satanic lie that men cannot change. They show that it's a lie because they are the example. When someone wants to know, show me the proof that God exists, they can point to themselves and say, I am that example. They become men that you can count on. They lead others to the Catholic Church. They benefit society. So please continue to pray for the Brothers of St. Dismas. And the Brothers of St. Dismas, the Kobe House, the CRISP program, they're all united, all intertangled with one another. All exist to help men live more holy lives. They benefit society. If you can, go to Kobe House Text again. That's KobeHouseTX.com and contribute to the ministry. Deacon Denny, I want to thank you with all of my heart, brother, for helping me, and Brother Tommy Pickard. I remember sitting on Ramsey 2 helping you put this CRISP program together, and when we were both incarcerated ourselves. And I'm so thankful to see what's been done with that idea. It's simply amazing. Albert England will be the next addition to the house, and I ask all of y'all to pray for him as he continues his journey. And Blessed Mary, ever virgin, please keep Albert within your prayers and wrapped within your protective embrace. It's just amazing being a part of this, being a part of the Kobe House, being a part of the Brothers of St. Dismas. just being a part of being able to give back after I myself was locked up for so long, which is one of the reasons why I do this. I have an online presence on, you know, of course, on Facebook, my group, Abortion Abolitionists, my YouTube channel, Break the Cycle, Beat the Odds. Everything I do is to try to give back, try to help other men who were once in my position live a holy life. And it's not for nothing. We're able to see changes happening in real time. We're able to see the Brothers of St. Dismas is doing for what was once hardened criminals, once generals and captains and lieutenants in satanic armies. And I mean, you know, we fail to realize so many times that there's only two forces. There's only two forces, and that's a force for God or a force for Satan. When I was in the streets, I didn't realize that I was working for Satan. I had a gang, and it was this gang, and then these guys had a gang, and they had their name for their gang, and we all had our colors and this and that. But we were all on the same team, and that team is destruction. It's death. You know, and now that I've come to experience the grace of Jesus Christ, man, my desire is to bring it to others. You know, I mean, there's certain levels of priority that have got to be in order. Every day we need to evaluate three things in our life and make certain that they are where we need them to be. The first is faith. I mean, if you're staying grounded in your faith, saying your daily prayers, studying the daily readings, and doing everything in your power to be like Jesus Christ and following the teachings of the church, everything else is going to fall in line. Your faith, it's got to be the foundation upon which your entire life is built upon. When people describe Terry, I want to be described as a Christian first. They may say I'm a Christian and I'm a good inspector, a reliable brother or whatever. But I want to be known as a Christian, and that will only happen if Christ is involved in every aspect of my life, not a part of my life, but all of my life. And that's why I really like being a part of the four persons, because it sums it up in the name, the four persons. I must love God with my whole heart, with my whole mind, with my whole soul, with my whole strength, with everything that I am. I do not only meet Christ in church, he is with me every single where I go in every scenario. At the grocery store, you'll hear me say, thank you, God bless you. I go out of my way to help others and let them know I'm doing it because that is what Jesus wants me to do. This way, whenever someone thinks of me, they're forced to think about our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, my email is, I ain't going to say the whole email. Well, yeah, I say the whole. It's jesusislord45385@gmail.com. Why do I put that out there? I said, even my email, when I'm at a car lot or anywhere where they ask me for my email, I say, Jesus is Lord, and 45385. And so they when they repeat it back, they may be an unbeliever, but they're saying Jesus is Lord. Everything I do is centered around proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ, of trying to live a holy life, of and always asking Christ if it be at all possible that his light might shine through me onto everyone that I come into contact with. Second, for those of us that have been locked up and got out, especially, but really for everybody, but especially for us, because this is one way that the devil gets us, is our social circle. This is number two, and it's very important that it stay that way. You need to surround yourself with God-fearing men and women. If you're a man, you need to surround yourself with God-fearing men. And if you're a woman, you need to surround yourself with God-fearing women. I've fallen on several occasions because my circle was bad. In time, your faith will be strengthened to a point where you can go back into the hood and share the gospel of Christ with those who come from your old background. But that time is at the very least 2 or 3 years down the road after you first get out of prison. And at first, you'll want to bring other brothers and sisters in Christ with you as a group. I mean, like I said, there's two sides, the devil and God. I mean, when I was in prison, we used to have people, they would do what they called jump, right? Gang jump. And it was really frowned upon. But those who could fight really good sometimes got away with it, right? And so I did the biggest gang jump of all time. Because I was a force for Satan, and now I surrendered to Jesus Christ. I went from fighting the devil's fight to fighting the good fight. And now, as I understand and get absorbed into knowledge and understanding of church teaching and of Scripture, I realize that this physical world is just a blink of an eye. I mean, you know, 10 million years down the road, we will still be existing, either in hell or in heaven. And when we look back, we're going to be like, wow. And that little speck of time, that blink of an eye, I made the decision that got me here. I say that to say this. Physical fighting is useless. This life, I mean, even if you're lucky and you get to live 100 years, 10 million years from now, that 100 years is going to seem like nothing, like one breath compared to all the breaths you've taken so far. It's going to be like nothing. No, the battle is spiritual. That's where the true victory is won. The battle is spiritual. And that's the plane that we got to be on, in the spiritual plane. In this category, I must also touch on relationships with the opposite sex. We're still on number two. And I was gone for 18 years. I went into prison when I was 18, and I got out when I was 36. When I got out, I met a woman, and I was going to church. I had 3 jobs at the time, and I thought my faith was strong. Well, it wasn't as strong as I thought. Being in the wrong circle, again, you've got to surround yourself, if you're a man, with godly men, if you're a woman, with godly women. I sinned, of course, with this woman in a way that if I would have died, that would have been the last good breath I ever took. After that, I would have went straight to hell. And it was so easy for me to be drawn away from the church after committing that mortal sin. And I'm speaking to men here because I'm not qualified to speak to women on this subject. And hopefully I can get one of my sisters to come on with me one day and do that job. But to men, dude, We are wired to want female companionship. It is in our DNA to want to be needed by the fairer sex. While in this sinful relationship, my spiritual eyes were blinded. I knew I was living in sin, and in order to, you know, try to fix it, I married this woman. Not knowing the church teachings on marriage, I thought I had fixed this sinful issue by getting married through a justice of the peace. Oh, man, it was a terrible relationship. The woman easily played me. This was back in like 2010. My point is, get yourself on track before even thinking about a relationship. If you are not rooted and grounded in your faith, if you are not physically self-sufficient, a relationship will hurt you more than help you. And of course, I'm talking to single men. If you were married when you got locked up, and your wife stayed down with you the entire time, or if y'all are able to reconcile, then you should do everything in your power to share the single most important person in your life, the cause and reason for your existence, Jesus Christ, with your family. But if you're single, resist the urge to seek out female companionship until you are ready. You will have a certain something about you that women are going to seek out. Resist it. Paul says to beat the body into submission. And when your faith is strong, when your social circle is made up of strong brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, and your job has turned into a career, when these things fall into place and you think you are ready to start a family, pray. And then pray some more before seeking it out. And when seeking out female companionship, do so within the Catholic Church. The Bible says, do not be unequally yoked, and it says that for a reason. Until that time, be steadfast in your faith. Be absolutely stubborn in sticking to these three things I'm telling you about. Do not give the devil even an inch of room in your life. Be rigid, my friends. And number three, job. Career, you know, again, I'm just talking to guys that's done some major time, all right? First, let me differentiate between a job and a career. The Bible says if a man does not work, he should not eat. That sounds harsh, but the saying is not only true in Christian circles, it is in life. A job is something you do to pay the bills, and there is no way to climb very high on the ladder of that particular field. A career is a job wherein there is opportunity for promotion. In my field, I started off making 10 bucks an hour. Within 10 years, I was making three times that. I don't want to single out particular professions because everyone is different. For instance, a chef starting off working a grill could be a first step in climbing a ladder to become a master chef. For someone wanting to climb the ladder in construction, working a shovel may be the first step on his or her way to becoming a superintendent or project manager. If you have not done a plan of action while in prison, I suggest you do so now. And that plan of action, start with 10 years from now and then work backwards. For instance, 10 years from now, I want to be a project manager. I work backwards from there. In order to reach that goal, I will need to be a superintendent. In order to reach that goal, I will need to be a lead supervisor or foreman. In order to reach that goal, I will need to know how to run every piece of equipment. In order to reach that goal, I need to hire on with the company willing to teach me and promote me from within. In order to reach that goal, I need to research different construction companies. What is their turnover rate? Once I find some, I need to start putting in applications, lots and lots of applications. The more applications you fill out, the greater your choice, your choices are going to be. When picking a job that will be your career, ask your potential employer specific questions. Let them know you want to learn all you can in order to climb up from within. when hiring on for a career job, you have certain expectations. And if the employer does not meet those expectations, you don't have to work for them. You keep filling out applications until you find the right fit for your goals and aspirations. But in the meantime, you need a job, just a job that pays the bills. You get that by filling out multiple applications for anything you are able to do. And when you get that job, keep filling out applications for jobs that pay more. There's an app called LinkedIn, and I suggest you fill out a profile and update it every time you learn a new skill. By filling out at least 3 applications and more if you are able a day, more and more employers realize that you are on the market. And don't get it twisted. Any kind of labor is a marketable skill. It is what you have to barter with. Some guys get out of prison with skills they acquired while incarcerated. Say you got a degree in diesel mechanics and you want to make that a career. Employers will not know about you until you put yourself out there. It's salesmanship. You are selling your skill, your trade, your ability. But you may not find a job that fits your ability at first. And so you hire on doing whatever you can find in the short term to earn money. But every single day, you need to be putting in applications every day. Never hesitate to fill out an application because you think there's no way I could get hired by them. Rejection is a part of life. Fill out those applications knowing that most of them are going to reject you. If you get called in for an interview, dress the part and go in with confidence, detailing why the company would benefit by hiring you. And never forget, these three things are very important, but never forget that first and foremost, in everything you do, Jesus Christ has got to be the center of everything. So, you know, and don't get me wrong, because I've lost my cool on job a few times, right? And it's necessary that we are the face of Jesus Christ. We are the people that are seen out there in the world. And so when you're out there on the job site, do everything you can to make sure that the light of Christ is shining through you. Sister Margaret never did call in. Let me text and see if she's still thinking about calling in. Let's see here. Well, so let me give you my plans for future shows. Next week, I'm going to have some of the brothers and sisters with the 40 Days for Life call in, and we're going to be talking about the pro-life movement. We're going to be talking about some of the abortion abolitionist things I've been doing here in Ohio. There is a murder mill at 1401 East Stroop Street. That's Stroop Street, Dayton, Ohio. And I've been, every day that I can, I've been trying to go out there and pray the rosary. Their pipes bursted. So they are no longer having abortions now, and that's kind of affected the attendance. In my opinion, I believe that's what affected the attendance of the 40 Days for Life people that were going out there. So sometimes I'm the only guy out there. Sometimes it'll be me and one or two others, but sometimes they show out in force. I'm told on Fridays
PM.
Told on Friday that there's going to be a really good crowd out there this Friday, so I'm going to go out there this Friday, pray my rosary, and I will probably do a YouTube video for my channel, Break the Cycle, Beat the Odds. Again, you can find me on YouTube at Break the Cycle, Beat the Odds, and kind of giving a little bit of coverage on what's going on out there. Well, in Dayton, Ohio, the abomination that's happening there with the children being murdered. And thank God that the killings have stopped for now because their pipes bursted. And so it looks like Margaret is not going to be able to make it. I really wanted to, because I've heard a bunch of different news stories about the events that took place at St. Patrick's, and I was really hoping to get her on. That's what this show was supposed to be about today, but for whatever reason, well, she's on the subway, so I guess that is not always easy to New York subway, I can only imagine, right? All right. Well, like I said, next week I'm going to do a show, and I'm going to try to get some of my Facebook friends with the abortion abolitionists to call in and just have an open floor on any things that you may be doing, that people may be doing to fight against this abomination. And hold on, I'm texting back and forth here. Yeah, she's not gonna make it. The abomination of these murders that's going on. What can we do? You know, of course we could pray. I said this one time on one of the videos I did on my channel was, you know, because I went out there and it was raining and I was the only guy out there. And I was like, okay, look, if there is an abortion clinic, a murder mill, a place where the slaughter of children is happening on a daily basis in your area, you don't need a prayer group. You don't need an organized group of Christians to go out there and pray. James says that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's all you need. You go out there and you pray. You got the best weapon in the world, the best weapon in existence. You have the Blessed Virgin Mary on your side. So if there is an abortion clinic out there, And you know, if you can rally up a few guys to go out there and pray, great. But if not, just show up. Just show up and pray. Just show up. Ask Saint Michael the Archangel to defend us in this battle. Go out there and pray to the saints. No, not all of the saints are looking down and they are not happy with this. God is not happy with this. So yeah, let's do our part in prayer. And if there's any kind of public activity or protest that we can take a part in, then we should be on the front lines. And that's kind of what this show is all about, you know, taking it to the streets. I apologize that I wasn't able to get Sister Margaret on. Maybe we could do this another day. And I don't want to guess about what happened at St. Patrick's Cathedral, because all I'm hearing is news clips and sound bites, and I have absolutely no idea what she was going to say or what she's seen. So I'm not even going to try to go into it. Again, I apologize. Let me close. I'm going to close a little early. I know it hasn't been an hour, but show didn't go the way I thought it was going to go. And this is all good. All praise and glory be to God. Let's ask St. Michael to pray for us in the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast in hell Satan, and all the evil spirits prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, God bless y'all, man. Y'all take it easy.